Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to another edition of the SC Report. Round 14 is closely coming up. Tomorrow night we kick off, and it's Wenen here joined. Well, welcome back, JT.
Thanks, mate. Little 1 week sabbatical, but glad to see you. Still got a job.
Just. Lakey was pretty good last weekend.
Yeah, apart from all that 7,000 hours of Newcastle Knights talk and Kalen Ponga love fest that was going on here, but happy for all the Cowboys listeners out there. You finally got your North Queensland boy back. There'll be plenty of discussion about me boys and how they were robbed last week. Don't worry.
All right, enough of the Cowboys, mate. What is ahead on the podcast tonight?
All right, well, sort of a normal, nothing run of, too outside the ordinary here. So we got our around the grounds. We'll go through and check in on how we fared last week. We'll talk a little bit about the news that's coming out over the last couple of days and some team movements. We'll go through our Welder's Dog unpopular supercoach opinion of the week. We'll then do our 2 minute drill and finish off with captaincy and reserve options.
And also the You're Fired section as
well.
Oh,
and the You're Fired. Can't forget that. Got some good firings coming up.
We do. I'm pretty pumped. All right, before we get into around the grounds, a couple of things I wanted to get across. So a good friend of mine is doing the Dry July campaign, which is coming up obviously in July, and it's for cancer awareness there. So I'm going to be putting a link up on the post that accompanies his podcast tonight. If you'd like to support him, I would. A mate of mine likes to talk a lot of shit and has said that if we can get raised $1,000, he'll put forward himself $100 as well. So the amount of listeners we get, that's like 10 cents each, mate. So if you're there listening in, all you need to do is donate 50 cents. Just do it. Just for a fantastic cause, all the money goes towards cancer awareness. So brave man from doing that. He was one of the boys who was with me in Brazil, and he definitely drank a fair amount that time. So he's having a month off, which is fantastic. Please subscribe. It helps us a lot and also helps you in terms of getting the podcast straight into your feed. Don't have to worry about going and downloading it or anything. It just appears there like magic. So if you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, you get everything. You get the SC Report, Nick's solo pod, Wenen's team's analysis, and whatever else happens. Why are you laughing, JT?
Just look at the run sheet. Don't worry. We'll get to it.
All right. That is it. Let's get on with the show.
Around the grounds.
This must be the time of the week, JT, where you are absolutely dreading discussing how we've gone and our rankings. What the fuck are you doing, mate?
Mate, I'm not doing that bad. I had a couple of poor choices last week that kept me down a little, but it's not like I'm in crisis mode here. It's all under control. So I didn't actually crack the 1,000. It's a little left me a little red-faced there, but obviously affected by Gutho, as most people were, and my
cut to the chase, mate.
Yeah, I'm sitting at 3,396.
Oh, bloody hell. Absolute shocker.
Still within striking distance. Oh, yeah. Comp's not over.
Whatever. I got lucky on the weekend. I'll give myself that. But yeah, absolute shocker the week before. I'm up to 1,389. So looking forward to the next big buy round. Hopefully I'll have a big one then. That's what all the planning's for. The Young Legends Young Legends League is up to fifth. All of us are sitting in the top 10,000 now, except for my mate Will, who is absolutely dragging the chain. I've given him a good kicking up the butt this week and asked him to maybe pay attention and start using his trades to hopefully get us into that number one spot. How about the Wednesday podcast battle?
Yeah, we're slipping a little here, mate. And yeah, obviously that was me this week, but we've been just relying on Will stinking it up.
You are killing the SC report.
that is what I was laughing at before when I read that. I didn't notice that in the initial run sheet. Thanks for adding that one. But yeah, Guy is absolutely carrying that team. I think he's flying in the top 300 or something like that. So I'm actually ahead of Wilf in terms of overall
ranking.
That's
not hard.
Wilfred Z, ex-winner, Supercoach champion. Yeah, that's a claim to fame.
Ex-winner, full-time loser.
He's counting his 50 grand as we speak. He's still got it. But that's it. We are a little bit behind. We are, what's my quick count there? 207 points in arrears there. But that's nothing.
We got to make up.
That's a good week. That's a good bye week.
We can do it. I have full faith. Those boys are going to choke. Bit concerned about Bear, the other guy. Not too concerned about it. But if you haven't got onto their podcast yet, it is fantastic. Supercoach Champions. I'm loving it. I really do look forward to listening to that on the Thursday. Guys that actually know what they're talking about, like us, just talking smack.
And you know we're not stealing ideas because nothing that comes out of our mouth is worthwhile. But keep listening, by all means. We have fun.
And just another quick shout out while we're talking about podcasts as well. The NRL Supercoach All-Stars is another one floating around that I think if you haven't subscribed yet, you should. I really enjoy that one too.
Yeah, embrace the content. There's plenty of it out there.
This is the news.
There is a heap of news this week, JT. We covered the teams last night on the Winning Solo podcast, so the teams analysis, so we don't need to jump into them too much, but I'll let you just run through it because I know that you've been casting your eye over all the news today in particular.
Yeah, there is a fair bit going on here, so start off, I guess the big news in terms of NRL, DWZ, Dallin Watene-Zalesniak, is now a Bulldog, effective immediately.
You got a name right.
Poor Christian Crichton owners out there, absolutely livid. He's bumped their boy. Sadly, he's gone straight into the Bulldogs starting lineup.
All 0.05% owners.
You never know what pod hunters out there were looking at Crichton. Moving on, so in the Warriors camp, bit of disarray, something going on in the Kiwi waters, but a bit of gastro sweeping the camp.
Any first grade players?
Blake Green, Isaac Luke, Carl Lawton and Blake Ashford, so nothing overly relevant there. Just do not go near Patrick Herbert, Ken Mamalo, RTS, please make sure that those guys are
RTS
separated.
Is fine this week.
Make sure they're
gastro it up, RTS.
Please. So in the Cronulla Sharks world, so Sean Johnson needed to have passed a fitness test today to be cleared to make his return from injury. So haven't seen the news just yet as to whether that was pass or fail, but you'd think given how close he was last week that he'd be very much a good chance of making that starting side. So interesting play there. He's probably one that we'll be looking at over the coming weeks, given how cheap he is, what he's done in this game before. So it'd be great to see him back on the park and just seeing how much he might be hindered from that injury.
Yeah, look, David Riccio, and also subtweeted by our boy Stilesy, is reporting that SJ is on his way to Canberra.
There you go.
So who knows if he's going to play, but he's on the plane, he's on the way there.
Yep. I don't think anyone would be scrambling to bring him in, but worth a good hard look.
Well, I don't think anybody would go into Canberra unless they really needed to.
He wouldn't go the other way,
mate. All right, let's smash through this, mate. Let's keep going through.
Brody Croft, another one for the Storm, has to pass concussion protocols to be named. If not, Jerome Hughes will move to the halves as he did mid-game last week. And Ryan Papenhuyzen will continue. Oh, absolutely ridiculous. He is having a golden run. He'll go to fullback there. For the Warriors, Patrick Herbert was named in the team. He's back after 1 week off. Personally, I'm steering a little bit clear there, even though he's playing the Titans, just to see how, if he goal kicks.
Mate, they primed him. They're priming him up. So he missed because the quad tightness. He's going to be flying and he's going to be coming in hot against the Titans.
Hope so. Crisis averted. Thought we'd lost another one for 16, but he's back. Another one that's back is Semi's boy, Kalen Ponga.
Semi's boy? It's everyone's boy.
Yeah, not my boy. Not my boy after what he did. But yeah, he's back.
Really? What? You don't have him?
Every time I see him absolutely kill it for the Knights and I have to hear, remember the time the Cowboys owned this guy?
That's right. Yeah,
still hurts.
Do you remember the time the Cowboys chose Lachlan Coote over Kalyn Ponga.
Yeah, Coote was a just sensible player. He got the job done. He's what we needed at the time.
Do you remember the time?
Yeah, righto. We all talk about Kalyn Ponga, but no one brings up Damien Cook being owned by the Bulldogs. And someone else. I think the Dragons owned him at one point.
Yeah,
but
that's fine.
Joe Fitz, if you're listening, stop making fun of me and Kalyn Ponga. Look in your own backyard, champ. Tom Dearden. Tom Dearden, we had all buy plan. This guy was going to be the perfect little cheapy half that we could stick into our buy.
Slow burning cow.
He was doing a decent enough job just building up, and then bam, off he goes. Sadly, couldn't get a point last week. Left the game so early, and he's looking at least 5 weeks minimum, which takes him beyond that round 16 buy.
Round 16, no go there. Looking to get rid of him before then.
Yep, bit unfortunate there for the young kid. So talking about a few of the guys that we've got sitting in there from our round 12 buy teams. So Mitch Barnett, he was your boy for round 16, but Aiden Guerra has made an appearance on the extended reserves.
Yeah.
So he was a mile off.
Yeah, about 5 weeks earlier than planned, but just in the reserves for the moment. So we'll just see what happens. Barnett has been playing those 80 minutes without Guerra, so I am a little bit nervous.
Yeah. I mean, it was a tactical move to bring him in last week. You never could have foreseen that. A bit unfortunate for you there, but hopefully Guerra needs a couple more weeks for you. In terms of our boy Corey Allen, everyone's boy Corey Allen, Alex Johnson named on the extended bench as well and firming for a return.
Yeah, it could be the end of him.
Yep, so not too sad. Although
I don't really think he ever left the station.
He didn't. We're still waiting on that fattening. And another one, the Raiders just seem to rehab them so well down there. But Josh Hodgson could be back for round 17 after that nasty broken thumb. So that would spell the end of Saliva Havili in his short little run at hooker there. Another big return that we've seen in the news today is Dave Clemmer.
Mm.
So he, with that wrist injury, he was slated for at least a month, I think.
But does this mean he potentially could play Origin Game 2?
Well, I don't know if he'd play Origin 2 or whether he would rest that one out but be back in time for Origin 3.
Right.
So,
okay.
It depends. I don't know if the Knights would want to rush him back personally. I don't know if the Blues would rush him back. So, yep. I mean, given the fact that he looks or he's an option for 15, you would imagine he's raring to go for
one to keep Origin 9 3. For sure.
Yep. Teddy and Cordner. So they've been in the news, a bit of rumblings around that one or both of them might be rested for Sunday's final game of the round. That's going to throw a massive spanner in the works in terms of Teddy.
I don't know. Like, I've heard the rumours from a couple of different places. Mm. There's nothing founded there around Teddy yet, and that's why on last night's podcast I just said I need to be a bit careful with what I'm saying. But yeah, there's certainly some talk. It seems strange to me, but I don't know.
Yeah, I thought they were planning on resting him after Origin 3, which would make a bit of sense. You rotate these sort of guys around. But yeah, very wary of that one there.
So we'll probably talk a little bit later on, or maybe we'll just do it now. I mean, what I'm personally going to be doing is shifting C&K into fullback, and then putting Teddy to reserves, and then having him as my final reserve. And then hopefully on Sunday we'll know. And there's a couple of players that are playing on the Sunday that I can potentially switch with him if Teddy's laid out.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you have any Sea Eagles, Dragons or Bulldogs in your reserves or your non-playing reserves that you can quickly switch Teddy to, that's ideal there. So, easy one. You just stick the reserve on Teddy and then you wait for our late mail from our boy Stasi. And depending on whether he's a go or not, just switch the reserve up.
You would hopefully think we know that by the week, the early weekend.
Yep.
What about your mob, the Cowboys? They've just recruited Scott Drinkwater from the Storm. That was formalised today. Yeah. So that's pretty big news, particularly with Kahu being out for a while. You would think that the Drinkwater should come straight back into that side. Straight into that side.
Yeah, they're still up in the air as to whether he'll go there before June 30, which would be a huge boon for us because we're obviously just in the midst of a horrible injury crisis at the moment. But speaking of Jordan Carr, who's actually named on the extended reserve, so surprising to see him back so early. We definitely need all the players that we can get. So in terms of Drinkwater, though, that's a great signing. I think he's 2 years from next year at least. So he's 22 years old. He's going to be way better than that Kalen Donga, Kalen Tonga, whatever his name is.
Well, speaking about Tonga, they've named their team.
There we go. Yeah. There was a lot of good names in that list. So mate, they're up against the Kiwis.
That side is phenomenal.
Mate, they are going to take it to poor old New Zealand like they did in the World Cup. But in terms of, I guess, the super coach relevant guys in there, so Andrew Fifita, obviously the linchpin of their forward pack there. AFB, rewarded for a good, strong season. Manu Ma'u. Gotoni Staggs, cheapy center wing option. Toki Aho, he was named as well. Obviously, Taumalolo and TPJ. So that is a huge forward pack.
That's a studded forward pack. Mm. I'm not sure who's going to be in their backs, but maybe they don't need any backs to their forward pack.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're getting Tui Lola here over from Leeds in the UK. He's going to come and play, I think, halfback potentially. So, yeah, I mean, it's a strong side. So Kiwis got to lift their game.
And I was trying to find today if the Kiwis have named their squad yet or side, and they haven't yet. So we can't really report on that. But you think the likes of Atoa Harris, Adam Blair, obviously, RTS. You've also got DWZ, who is their current incumbent captain. Mm. And there's a whole plethora of other players as well that will likely be there and impacting us from a Supercoach perspective, Kemba Marlowe too. So,
and obviously those guys won't miss any NRL rounds. It'll be during that round 15 sort of quasi-bye week rep round, they're calling it.
Yep. So is that it, JT, with the news this week?
That's it.
So JT, it's that time of the week where we jump into our Welder's Dog Unpopular Supercoach Opinion of the Week. This segment is proudly brought to you by the Welder's Dog, a fantastic craft beer brewery. And not only the beer, but they've got some other fantastic stuff like ginger beer and a pink lemonade that JT loves.
My girlfriend loves it. I just had to take it off her hands while she was in the bathroom. It was easy.
The bathroom? What are you talking about?
She left it unattended on the table, Jesus and Christ. I just sampled it. Hell are you two doing? I wanted to make sure it didn't get too warm.
Unbelievable. So, funny story about tonight's beer. I bring a couple in for where we meet to have the podcast, and JT's a little bit thirsty. So, no beers for Wenon, and two beers for JT. He's already downed one, and he's currently drinking the lovely stout. So, I'm going without tonight. Thanks, mate.
I also took a little early mark from work and ducked down to the pub. But nonetheless, you were telling me that because your mate had inspired you so much that he's doing Dry July, that you would take that on this week as well. So you're currently got a full glass of water sitting there.
I do. I'm responsible tonight.
That's inspirational. Tonight. Good stuff, mate. You're just getting warmed up. Would love to see you do Dry July. I'll have all the Welder's Dog to my own. But I've got the stout in front of me now. It's warming me up. It's a bit of a chilly night here, so Welder's Dog coming to the party yet again.
They are. And speaking of coming to the party, JT, it's time for us to announce our unpopular Supercoach opinions of the week. I might start.
Yep.
I'm going to be avoiding John Bateman. So, and I'll be avoiding him till round 17. So he's currently featuring in 13% of all trade-ins as at the time of recording this podcast. I think that's over 8,000 people are trading him straight back in. So I'm imagining that that's a lot of head-to-head players, maybe. I mean, I tried. I had a look into it. I said, can I fit this guy into my side before round 16? And it just meant that I was probably going to have one or two less players for round 16 because of how much of the bank that it would take up. So I'm going to be holding strong and just sticking to my strategy of getting 15 to 16, even 17 players for round 16 if I can, just because of how much of a shock I had in round 12. And then Bateman will be my first trade in round 17 for maybe like a Sherry or even the likes of a Lomax who could increase really nicely in price now.
Yep. I like that. And probably agree with you there in terms of avoiding John Bateman. So the round 16 bye week is your last chance to throw a Hail Mary or do something massive to get a jump on the rest of the crowd. So the fact that you're almost contemplating putting a full 17 on the park is huge. And to me, I think anywhere from, say, maybe 13 or more for this round.
I'm going all out, probably, mate.
Yeah,
all
well, out. All why not?
After the round 12 carnage, I think I scored under 800, definitely did.
Yep.
Lost a lot of rankings then. Yeah, I've just got to go all out. And the players that I'm looking to bring in, I think are pretty good, and most of them I could carry for the run home. It seems like it's a stronger set of team list and maybe super coach players than round 12.
Yep.
And the way I'm shaping up at the moment is I'll have around about 9 to 10 trades for the run home after that. So, which I think is enough. But before we get on to your player, we'll just announce that next week we're going to do a buy special. So round 16 special, whole SC report dedicated to who we think are the best players to be trading in, particularly leading into the Super Trade Week. Just how to manage that. So we're not going to spend too much time on that this week. JT, what is your Welder's Dog Super Coach unpopular opinion of the week?
So my Welder's Dog super I can't even say it. Welder's Dog unpopular. Beer. Yeah, that's it. This stout. Welder's Dog unpopular Super Coach opinion of the week is that Roger Tuivasa-Sheck RTS is still definitely a buy this week, and I'm actually bringing him into my side. So everyone's looked at the break even. It's 120, 130, something ridiculous. Every chance that he could hit that against the hapless Titans at what we hope is a sunny Gold Coast on Friday night. So he loves playing the Titans. He tunned up on them last year. He's got a very healthy average against them, I think in the 70s across his career. He's a guy that you're going to get into your side either way, one way or the other, before round 16. RTS has to be in your side just based on who he is, the pedigree he's got in this game. And also the fact, I think a lot of people are ignoring the fact that this guy was going massive at the start of the year. Not like crazy turbo 120 plus scores, but just genuinely just nailing 60 plus every single week.
Lots of 80s in there.
Yeah, a lot of them. And the Warriors weren't doing that fantastically across that run. So the last couple of games, it's been wet, it's been slippery. They played the Storm last week. It was a shocker. They played the Broncos the round before that. That was an absolute bludger of a game. Nothing was going right for him. Yeah. I think that's holding him back a little. So obviously the break even, you're going to lose more than likely lose cash this week bringing him in, but I'm looking at the points and I want the points this week against the Titans. This is where the Warriors need to start hitting form. They've had a tough run, and if there are any chance in this comp, they need to be smashing the Titans on the Goldie. Sorry, Sparky, the one Titans fan that probably listens to this pod, but they need to go to town this week.
So how many points, or where do you think the Titans sit in terms of conceding points to fullback this year?
So as a fullback, so because you're asking me that, I want to say that they're probably stronger than we think. So I reckon, middle of the road, maybe 7th or 8th.
Yeah, they're 9th, which was really surprising. But in saying that, they haven't had Cardi and Tyrone Peachy in the edges defeating, right? So I think you could maybe you shouldn't read too much into that stat, and I'm not really sure why that is the case. Because at the moment, I think overall this season, they've leaked the 4th most amount of points to centre wings, and over the past 5 weeks, 2nd most amount of points to centre wings. So I have been planning to bring in RTS and also Malmalo for this particular matchup. But that break him 136, and just what I'm doing and my plans for my trades over the coming weeks, I really need that coin. He's potentially going to lose up to 60 grand in the space of either 1 week or two. And that's just bank that I just need, even though I've got a million at the moment. It's just bank that I need to make the trades that I'm planning to. Will I be surprised to see him have an absolute blinder against the Titans? No. But I think that I'm just going to take the punt on Malmalo instead this week, who has a break-even of 70, and based on stats, has a much easier or more favourable matchup compared to RTS. The other thing that I'd say with RTS, unlike Turbo, is what you brought up, definitely he can easily score a 60 to 70 points, but the 150-odd or 130-plus is something we're probably unlikely to see from him.
Yeah, that's fair enough. And I think if you look at the run home, if he averages 70-odd from here on in, he's likely to get you probably up near to that Turbo. If Turbo keeps up what he was doing last week, he didn't look fit. He didn't look like he was should have been out there. And I think if Turbo's price comes tumbling down, and RTS maintains that sort of 65 plus sort of average, he'll be an easy flip up to Turbo for the run home.
So there's a couple of trades thought with that too, is that if, and this is a big if RTS puts in another poor performance this week, and then what do you do the week after that? Because do you just go, well, you know what, RTS, maybe I'm just going to forget about. You're going to have him for 15 to 16. Do you just go, you know what, stuff it. I'll find another guy for my round 16 that's going to take his position, and then just wait for round 17 to just jump all over Turbo. Because at the moment, I'm looking at probably trading out CNK for RTS. And to make that happen, or for me to make that decision, I really want RTS to have a good game this week, as funny as that sounds.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, the options for fullback position in round 16 are pretty dire.
But you can so I don't think you need a fullback. You just, if it's going to mean you can bring in, say, a Finucane or someone instead who could still pump out the 60 points as another number in your 17, that's another option as well, I think. The other thing that's holding me back this week is the fact that he's going to play for New Zealand. And I think it is a slight risk to be having, looking at him and Maumalo in my side, you know, there's a chance that one of them could get injured in that test match.
Mm. I mean, there's an injury risk every single week. Yep. I don't think that sways me one way or the other that he's playing that rep round. Would be nice to have him freshened up, but he's already had that bye, so not too worried there. One point that I did forget to mention is the fact that all this conjecture about Teddy and where he sits this week, it's a golden chance to have a good backup gun fullback yep. sitting there. So, and that's exactly what I'm doing there. So if Teddy was to be an out, the only way that I could realistically see that ending up is me getting Corey Bloody Allen as my AE. And not willing to risk that. I reckon I'm chasing the points this week. As you said, like it'll be a big game. If he doesn't go big here, as I suspect he will, I reckon not many people will own him come 16.
Yeah, and I think that's a valid thing. That's why I'm shifting CNK down to fullback from my centre wing this week, and putting Teddy, Turby would be a fantastic player. Mm. It's the mixture of a Turbo and a Teddy as my reserve. Yep. Just in case he doesn't play. Anyway, that is all for the Wilders Dog Supercoach Unpopular Opinion of the Week. And now we're going to take a short...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Break.
You have questions, we have answers. It's question time.
Why are you laughing, JT? Why are you laughing?
Sorry. Went and corrected himself there, but he was just about to say that god awful hog fawn is no longer. Mate, I'm the one drinking the beers here.
Yeah, you okay. cannot All get right. a name oh, right. Yeah.
Nick was right. You cannot get a name right. You're shocking.
Hog fawn.
The old hog fawn's gone.
Hog fawn. All right, so it's time for the 2-minute drill with no hog fawn this time. The first question is, is it too late to bring in Bronson Chaarer?
Well, if you're anything like me, you've had him on your pine for 2 weeks straight and he's absolutely killed it. So in terms of whether you don't have him and you want to bring him in, I think you've just got to cut your losses. Like you're definitely chasing last week's points. He's going to make a stack load of cash, but he's now at that awkward centre wing price. Mm. You're getting a genuine gun at that price. Are you getting a guy like Bronson Chaarer who's been on a tear, but we know can go quiet in games? I don't think if you've missed out, you've missed out. Find someone cheaper.
I don't know if you missed out, though. So a break even of negative 60 covers round 16. Yes, he's priced over 500K at the moment, but he could be priced well over 600K. And I mean, I'm personally looking to make money out of him now by trading him down to Bateman in round 17, which is incredible. Mm. So if I didn't own him, I would surely think about it. However, I'm a little bit skeptical, and I did tell you this a little bit earlier, and you laughed at me a bit, but I'm probably not going to play him in my 17 this week. He's, the cold, windy, maybe just lousy conditions in Canberra on Friday night. The Raiders, I think, can concede the second least amount of points to centre wings all year. I think bring him in, but is he starting in my 17 this week? Probably not.
Cool.
Who are the top two trading targets this week that can't wait until the Super Trade Week, which happens after this one?
So I think in terms of this one, the only ones that you can't miss out on are the ones with huge break evens. So I guess I'll take one here, but Katoni Staggs. So I'm bringing him in here. -4 break even, I think it is. Got a reasonably good run coming up. He finally cracked some attacking stats last week. He's been on the bubble with a good base stat game. His price is about as good as you're going to get it for a long time from here. So he looked good last game there. He might have got a junk time try, but you know,
it wasn't a junk time try.
Yeah, I was late in the game. Mm. Broncos were gone.
It wasn't a Milford junk try.
Broncos were gone hilariously. I sent a video to you of me shouting out "Go the Titans" to some fans that left early. But Katoni Staggs for mine is a guy that probably can't miss out on this week. It's now or never for mine.
So you've only named one trading target. Thanks for that, JT. So for me, definitely Staggs or you and Aiken as well. Both got negative break evens. You're just going to miss out on that price rise. So if either of those two are in your radar or team structure, then now is the week to bring them in. You've got a whole heap of guys like a Cameron Smith break even 60, Finucane 96. SJ is going to have a massive break even as well. RTS, spoken about all of them. They're going to be a lot cheaper in the coming weeks. And I don't think you're going to lose too much for not bringing any of those guys in. Maybe in RTS. We've already spoken about that briefly. The only one there is probably a TKO who has got a break even around about the 40s, I think. So he's probably going to go up in price. The other player for me is Maumalo, who faces the Titans this week. They've conceded the fourth most amount of points to center wings this year, so I'm definitely going to be targeting him. So the two players that I can't pass up on this week, Maumalo, and then also probably Katoni Staggs.
Yeah. So not a lot of must-haves. Next week's the big target.
Speaking about next week, JT, this is our next question here. What is Super Trade Week?
Mate, it's that mystery. We get a billion questions on Twitter. We get frustrated people coming at us. But Super Trade Week is it's sort of a fortnight, but basically the pre-round 15 lead up where you can make up to 5 trades in one round. So absolutely huge. So what will happen is that round 14 will finish. All the players will go into Origin Camp or Rep Camp, whatever it may be. They'll then play their games over the weekend. And then depending on the washout of that, we then have the week leading up to round 15 to make 5 trades.
Yep.
So you can just, what always happens is that we just tinker with the sides and we make 5 trades and we move people around and all of that sort of stuff. But it only really becomes out of the Origin game and out of the international games that we see who's not injured, who looked good, who we want to bring in.
So, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's a great time of year. It's really it marks, it's beyond the halfway point now, but it really kickstarts the run home.
Yep.
Do you use 5 trades? Do you go a bit lighter? How many do you have? You got your hand raised?
I'm making five.
We're both attacking this bloody round 16 buyer, so we want to make as many points as possible. So it is the most important week in Supercoach.
You've answered that for both of us. And then the only thing to add is then when we're coming between 15 to 16, you're back to 2 trades.
Yep. So those rounds, that pre-round 16 week would be when you're targeting your guys that may or may not play Origin.
Yep.
So I'm talking there about your Finucanes and your Mattos. So it's a 7 trades between then and now.
So that's a good little segue. We might skip the next one that we had planned. Let's jump straight into our last question, which was, is it too much of a risk to buy the likes of a Madison and Finucane before round 16? Because both of those guys now are being looked at as a potential contender for the New South Wales forward position.
So at the start of the day, I would have thought it is too much of a risk and they're the type of guys you should leave for round 16. But with the news out this today that Dave Clemmer is firming for that Origin 3 play, that definitely helps potential owners for both of those guys. So Finucane and Maddo on the bubble there for Origin. Maddo was the 18th man for Origin 1, so he's been very close. obviously a couple of great buys for the bye week. So if you are looking at them in that super trade round, I think you can breathe a little easier depending on what happens in Origin 2 in terms of bringing them in. So Matto is obviously, he's the more seasoned gun, I guess, out of the two of them there. So he'll be a massive trading target. Personally, I'm still going to leave them until round 16 because we just don't know what will happen. What if it's a dead rubber, which we hope it will be, go the Maroons, then we just have no idea what Freddie's going to do with that side. So still a risk. But, I mean, even worst case, you bring in Finucane and you bring in Matto. They're somehow named for New South Wales. And at least you've still got, you know, a gun forward in your pack there for the run home. Not the worst, but still personally would leave.
Yeah, so I'll cut it short, a lot shorter than you, JT, because you don't shut up.
That was a minute. Thank you.
It was a minute and 20, mate. So I think it's definitely a risk with Madison, but less so with Finucane. I do own Madison, so I'm pretty nervous. Both of those guys, I'm probably just, if I didn't own them, I'm probably just waiting to round 16 anyway. The final question that we have here is, who is your most left field round 16 buy coverage option and why?
Well, I'm glad I got to do mine first because I stole them off you. But Corey Norman, dual position, fullback 5'8", tearing it up for the Dragons last night against the Doggies. He was looking fantastic, and he's obviously the Mitchell Moses of round 16. So we all know Moses is an absolute roller coaster. He's rocks of diamonds. Corey Norman is exactly that, possibly with less pedigree. But looking at his price and what he's been doing in games this year, he's been surprisingly on the up more times than not. So 5 games out of his 9 above, I think it was 60 points. So that's unreal. So with Ben Hunt in the Queensland sides and Corey Norman left to direct the Dragons around against Melbourne, we all saw how that corresponding game went last year. It was an absolute points fest. So I think Corey Norman, he's got a very low break even this week. If you are going to bring him in, it would need to be either this week or next. But left field, he's the guy.
Yeah, so priced at 440K, break even of 3. He had 2 shockers this year. So in rounds 6 and 7 against the Seagulls and the Roosters, he scored less than 20. Excluding those games, he's averaged 68 points per game this season. He's definitely not on the radar at the moment. Not the worst option at all, particularly for those who were considering or did bring in an Anthony Milford last weekend. So I'm pretty keen. Another player that you floated as well was Jerome Hughes.
Yeah, so he's sort of fallen out of the, or off the radar, I guess, of super coaches. So we'd eyed him off as that fullback option at the Storm this year. Obviously, he hasn't gone great guns, but last week sort of burst back to form. And that corresponded with him moving into the halves. So Cam Smith fed him some good ball there, and he finally crossed for some attacking stats. But he's definitely one who, like Corey Norman, is pretty low priced at the moment. He'll be very much a pod option for that round 16. And I can easily see people bringing him in at that in that super trade week. He's a Kiwi international, I believe, so no risk of origin there. Plays in a great side, as we know. And again, like, he was a preseason favourite, so maybe now is the time that he's warming up.
So he's got a price of 451K, which isn't that low, but it's still okay. Dual position, halfback and fullback, which could be very, very handy.
Halfback especially. And a lot of 5'8 fullbacks, but not a lot of halves.
Break even of 15. So if you have a look at what he's done, obviously last round was fantastic, but for me it smells a little bit of just chasing last week's points, because before that was a 29, 45, 52, 52 and a 28. So he's definitely not on my radar, JT.
No, and he's one that you can sit back and watch. The break-even's not, you know, ridiculous. He's not going to be totally out of reach. But if he puts 2 good games in a row together, he'll be very much an option for next week.
You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired.
So a segment that is well and truly growing some legs, JT. I look forward to this one because I love to kick people out of my side that aren't performing. And before we get into it, we will announce the winner of the You're Fired contest last week. There's a couple of late entries that are coming in and a couple of audio recordings as well. So with the extra time and next week's podcast, we'll play a couple of those. And there's certainly a couple of quality ones about how people would fire Nick. And right now I'm looking to fire him because that clown just has not been around for the past couple of weeks. Got no idea where he is. So if anyone's found Nick or know where he is, I'm about to put a missing persons report out with the police. I hope he's actually not missing.
They'll turn up at his house. There'll be a gone fishing sign.
Gone fishing sign.
On the front door there. But no, we love Nick. But yeah, a couple
of
welders.
Do we?
Yeah, He's doing better than you, isn't he? He's about 3 points ahead of you.
9 points ahead. He's crumbling a slow death.
But yeah, a couple of Welder's Dog gift packs still on the offering there for anyone who can send us in why you would fire Nick.
So in terms of who we're firing, JT, what about you this week?
Bit of shared love here, mate. We got the same trade-out target, so I've already rage-traded him. It was about 2:01 p.m. Yesterday, but Aiden Tolman, a front row forward, Mr. Ever Reliable, Mr. Meat and Potatoes himself. He did his job in round 12. He got that fantastic 60 points, but we saw what's been happening. The bench rotation's not in his favour at the moment. He's done his run. He's done his dash. Aiden Tolman, one of my favourites, but sorry, in terms of my side, you are now fired.
So I've got two this week, JT, and you've covered one of the guys that will be trading out. But before I started, I went for a run before this podcast, JT.
Is that a rum or a run?
A run. Mm. A run. I'm not like Nick. I went for a run. Mate, people who stand in the middle of a footpath blocking the way of runners, just fucking pick a side or sit down.
John, another funny thing. On my way out Seriously. Of the pub this afternoon, I feel horrible about it, but stepped into the side, like the line of this guy running past me. Oh. He looked like an absolute marathon.
You would be one of those people.
I was so embarrassed. Like, I didn't know which side to go on. I'm umming and ahhing. So it's hard on the other side, mate. When you people just plow on through at peak hour traffic and the footpath's there, it's not yours, right? I've still got to wander. I've still got to stumble my way out of the pub. I need a path of my own.
JT. You're fired.
So you'd fire me.
You don't lift soon, man, I'm with your scores and help us get across the line against on the Wednesday night podcast challenge for the stake at the end of the year, mate, you are long gone on the SC report, and I'll be looking to bring Lakey straight back in. The player that I am, apart from Aiden Tolman, will be looking to say goodbye to this week, Corey Allen, you're just a poor man, Darius Boyd. You're fired.
I don't think you could put anything harsher down. Poor old Corey Allen. He's not trying hard. He's not almost going there, but you know, he puts that jersey on every week.
He's going to be following Wayne around wherever he goes.
the new Darves, but
yeah. So I'll be trading him out for Mamalo, and then also Tolman will be coming or leaving my side. And at the moment, I'll be bringing Stags in. As just a cheaper option and someone hopefully increasing cash, and also the dual position flexibility doesn't hurt as well.
Hmm. And just on that, that dual flexibility wins him out over Aitken for mine. So they're sort of neck and neck in terms of what I reckon they can produce. But the fact that I can shove Stags up to second row if I need to, or vice versa, you know, that's a huge plus for me.
Yeah, yeah. So if I look at this week, I'll be moving Tolman via Sean Lane to Stags. And what that does is that prevents me moving Nikora into my second row forward position. So I get to keep him down in the centres. And that also helps me keep a pretty strong set of reserves going forward as well. Mm. So they're the options for me.
Before we go on, as a Corey Allen future non-owner, are you a little worried that this is the week where he scores 7 tries?
No.
Not at all?
Well, I don't know. Who are they playing?
The Penny Panthers.
They're on fire, mate.
Penrith?
Yeah. Three in a row. They're firing up.
They have not faced the might of Corey Allen yet. I reckon this is his week.
He could be shafted completely, mate, if Alex Johnson returns as well, don't forget.
Just rest up easy, AJ. Corey's got one more big game for
But
us.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And I have a feeling you'll be featuring in next year's Simerson Stars as the Corey Allen star, potentially.
Yeah, the Corey Catfishes, because the bloke catfished us into thinking he was a decent option for the
Corey Catfishes. No.
Thanks for the 18 points, mate.
Love it, mate. Your $90,000 was very much appreciated, and hopefully have a good career. That's about it for tonight's podcast. Before we finish up, JT, who are you captaining from a VC and a captain perspective? And what about any reserve conundrums? Because we're getting to that stage where we've just got our squads are getting pretty good, and it's difficult to pick your 17.
Yeah. So captaincy option, set and forget Jason Taumalolo. The rest of the year, the guy's just an absolute animal.
Yep.
In terms of VC, though, I've talked him up enough, so I've got to go him. RTS against the Titans, 6 p.m. Friday game. Good chance at a big score there. So I've got a couple of players there that I can shift the captaincy to if I need to, Hudson Young being one of them. So RTS is my VC for this week. Lolo captain.
That's a tight one, mate. Just looking at that now, because the Cowboys are playing directly after the Warriors. I hope you're not having too many beers on Friday night.
Oh, it'll be waters, mate. It'll be maybe diet lemonades if I'm feeling a little adventurous. But no, we'll have my eyes firmly fixed on the Pig and Whistle big screen TV. Yep. In terms of reserves, though, we've mentioned before Teddy being a possibility of being rested for this week, so I have to consider that. And so I've got the reserve on Teddy at the moment, but come Sunday, if I know that he's going to be out, I can easily shift it to Martin Taupau. So for the moment, I've got it on Sean Lane.
Yep.
Depending on how early in the week that we know, I can do something around that. But keeping my eye out on late mail, teamless and all that sort of thing, I'm just saving myself some options there. So do not want to be called out with an AE at this stage of the season. No, you will never let me back on.
You're struggling enough already. My captain selection, so VC, I'm looking at maybe Nakora tomorrow night.
Ooh, Nakora.
Yeah.
Britton Nakora. Who has not set the world on fire lately.
No, but SJ is back, I think. And that could really open him up on that edge, scoring a try or so. So he's one that I'm looking at as a potential VC option. The other guy is obviously Mamalo as well. Against the Titans. So
go Mamalo.
I don't know. I've got a feeling that Cora is going to fly tomorrow night with SJ back in the side. But
okay.
Regardless, Lolo, mate, I completely agree. You just can't pick anyone. People going with Cook and everything. Lolo is just an absolute monster at the moment. So I'll be sticking with him.
And huge possibility to get another 80-minute game this week. So McLean out. Maguire's gone to prop forward.
Yep.
So yeah, another
Mitch Dunn gone as well. So there's limited options. They're struggling there, and he's going to carry the side again.
Yep. And we just see what he does. He's just, you can't see him going poorly.
Leading straight into the Tonga game as well. He'll be on fire. So reserves for me, I've got three guys that I'm looking at for the final spot, and that's Sean Lane, Milford, and Sherry. At the moment, I rank them as Lane 1, Milf 2, and then Sherry as 3. The points around that is, I think with Lane, you're probably looking at a pretty safe 50 to 60 points.
Mm-hmm.
Also against the Broncos as well, so there could be points to be scored at their new home ground. Milford, away from Suncorp Stadium factor, I'll be just playing him only at home, I think, going forward. All the good scores, basically, except for one over the past 5 weeks that he's produced have been when they've been playing at Suncorp Stadium. There was the Roosters shocker. They played extremely well and won, but Milford didn't score too well. And then, as I said about Bronson Sherry, I've just got some concerns that Canberra, night, cold game, could be a slippery pill. I think that Canberra will play quite well and turn up. They had a fantastic game last week. And also, they're not a side that concedes too many points to centre wings as well. So after two back-to-back massive scores, I can just see him potentially have a bit of a down game this week. So I'll be leaving him out of my my starting side.
That's a big pod move, because obviously everyone's just scared now that he's going to go as large as he has. So
yep.
Hope it comes off for you, mate.
Needs to score tries too, because his base hovers around about that 20 mark too. So if he doesn't score, he's lucky to crack 30 to 40 points.
Hmm. But the more attacking stats he gets, the more he unleashes. He's a young bloke.
Yeah.
Builds his confidence.
Look, I think that you back at Shark Park, back him every single week. But in Canberra, I'm willing to take a bit of a risk and run with, you know, what I think is basically an assured or guaranteed 50-point minimum that I think, you know, that Sean Lane should get and potentially snag a try too.
Hmm. That's fair. I'm going with the pack. I can't miss it out again.
All right. Well, I think that's it, JT. We've smashed it out again. You really need to improve, son.
Please. All it takes is 1 week in this beautiful game we call Supercoach, mate, and we will be back. I'll be feeding it to you next week. We will get a champing if I beat you this week, mate.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, JT.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for the wildest dog, hey.
Yeehaw!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.